This is tape recording number 7208-CO6, a lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 6th of August, 1972. The title of this lecture is Handling and Evaluating Orgs. This tape is 70 minutes long, reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, this is the 6th of August, 1972, AD22. I have just been shown the SO reserve stat, and it is in affluence. The international GI, however, is not. It went up, and it is now level and going down. Also, those organizations that are under missions at the present moment, the collective stat on them is going down. Now, if we want to keep an SO reserve stat going up in affluence, I wish to call to your attention that it will be very necessary to get ahead of it and get the international GI going likewise. Otherwise, the international reserve stat and the SO reserve stat will falter and fall. Now, I have not done a careful evaluation of this scene. All I have here are some probables. But these probables are very well within the area of very educated guesses. Now, I could give you and do a very wide evaluation on this. But I merely wish to speak to you from the point of view which I myself have been viewing this scene. And we find such holes in the lineup as an org which has fallen between two chairs. It was not turned over by an aide and has not been picked up by programs, is usually fairly high stat, and is faltering. Now, that is an obvious fault. That org is operating without any program at the present moment. It's Celebrity Center. Now, Celebrity Center was one of the three orgs which supported FLAG over the many, many months when other organizations had other fish to fry, such as insolvency. The insolvency fish. Now, by picking up such holes in the lineup, the international stat will go up. That is quite obvious. One hardly needs an evaluation to say that if one put each of the orgs back into the lineup, the international stat would go up. Now, I notice that although EU is high, five of its 10 orgs are not operational this last week. 5 out of 10. I just haven't carefully read the full stat summary, but that stepped out and greeted me. 5 out of 10. All right, it looks good. So Munich is carrying the ball, so everything is fine. But 5 out of 10. In other words, there's 5 orgs to put into operation, right? So just by restoring these omitted data, one could keep the international GI going up, the elementary. I don't really think it needs an extensive evaluation. In other words, there's some orgs in neglect. Now, just by the simple procedure of picking up those orgs and making sure none of them are in neglect, and by jumping down people's throats in all direction until they all of a sudden are producing on some kind of a program, all will be well. Celebrity Center, I call to your attention, not to castigate anybody, but here is a producing org, which has all of a sudden, as far as GI and so forth concerned, has just comfortably drifted right on out of the lineup. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, it has been on a danger trend. What traffic has gone out of here concerning this org? None, except a telex I wrote tonight. Now, let's look over their stats. Now, their played completions and so on are on a danger trend. Now, I've made my point concerning the omitted orgs. All we have to do is get those into the lineup. We won't talk about that anymore. We'll talk about Celebrity Center from another point of view, which is evaluation. Now, the evaluations I'm getting through here are very interesting. They're very, very, very interesting. As a matter of fact, they're fascinating. I think some of you guys actually ought to write for True Confession or something. Now, my evaluation stat, that is to say the number of evaluations which I have done, which are effective, I have not particularly calculated. It was knocked down by the fact that the FAO right here was in non-compliance on quite a few of my evaluations. They didn't do them. It was at that time we learned there was such a thing as an ethics why. That reduced the percentage. The rest of these things going out have fairly uniformly produced some stats, and what do you know? I finally have got the FAO also executing. So I must have found sufficiently right-wise here and there to get them functioning. Now, let me show you here Ed 221 Flag. Now, this is not a story of how good I am, or how bad you are, or how difficult it all is. I'm trying to tell you how goddamn simple this is, and I don't know where these long, true confessions are coming from that pull all orgs with holes clear back to 1901 when they weren't even formed. I don't know why you're doing it, because in the data series it says the why. It says the data, by definition, is that major outpoint which, when investigated, brought one to the why. Clank. Now, that may take upwards to 75 words if you are verbose. There's one for you to look up. A D-E-R-B-O-S-E. It means using too many words to describe too little. Now, this is almost a classic. I just got the report on this last night. And I got a long, detailed report complete with stats. This thing is a howling, screaming success. This thing has shot the tech divisions, completions, and student points into affluence in no time at all. Now, it's a very simple evaluation. It's a situation is drop of bodies on course. That's an elementary situation. It's not that Harry is mad at Bill or something. It has taken straight off a reliable action. There is a situation. See? There were 265 bodies on course, and now there are 20 bodies on course. Do you follow? All right, fine. No completions in the meantime, see? So it is a situation. I don't say even what the stat is, because that's not the stats. The stats are crashed, then recovering to three-quarters former level. Very long statement, isn't it? So they did recover somewhat, for reasons we're not going to bother to investigate. But then the stats are not the bodies on course. These are the remaining stats of the tech division. So in other words, those few guys left on course must be sweating like hell to get any stats up, because the situation is the bodies have dropped, all right? Now, listen. The data. This is the 425 pages of data necessary to elucidate the training division. Data. Unbelievable musical chairing, rip-offs, and changes of supervisors, period. Now, I could give you their names. I could give you the moment that they were ripped off. I could give you the fancied wrongs which caused them to be ripped off and everything else. But the stat was the alert. The query was done by a messenger. Very lengthy query. What the hell is going on down here, you know? I mean, it was very, very difficult to phrase the question, see? And, well, but the messenger didn't find any supervisors. What happened to him? Well, it was trouble. And Joe was transferred to this and that, and the other trade changed, you know. And then, of course, it didn't. And then we didn't have anybody there, so we got a DPF. But we sent him to the DPF. And actually, the DFT was no fool and managed to write down what had happened to her supervisors when asked to do something. She actually exposed the situation to view when asked, because somebody was doing an inspection, and so on. So, what the hell? I mean, the data is unbelievable. Musical chairing ripoffs and changes of supervisor. You want to find out about it? Why, go to their data file or go down and ask the tech sec. There's nothing much to that. But that doesn't give you a why. That's just data. So, what's the why for all of this? Well, due to other investigations and so forth, it got fairly obvious. The admin why was org form non-existent in FSO, including Department of Training. Well, if you couldn't find anybody on any post, and there's nobody posted any post, and so forth, it's pretty obvious that you didn't have any org form, right? So how could anybody get into the Department of Training, and how could anybody get out of the Department of Training? Right? So that was the admin why. The ethics why is personnel policy violations in Department of Training on musical chairs, transfers, training, hatting, and course PLs by Captain HAS, Tech Sec, and DFT. On another evaluation, these guys are put in a brace for this. And I think that there's... Oh, yeah, here's the rest of it. Yeah, ethics-wise is taken care of. It just drill these guys, so named, on the form of the org and so forth. So even the ethics-wise was taken care of. So this thing is actually a standard. This is a very standard evaluation. The ideal scene is a stable department of training with a proper org form, stably posted, and handling and servicing its customers. All right. Number one has to be a product target. In this case, it's level zero. COPE, to get students handled, DFT. Okay, so, first one has to be a production target, so that's COPE, to get students handled, DFT. One, at once properly org board the Department of Training, FSO. Two, properly post the new Department of Training org board without further musical chairs on what's there and without any comm lag as it is holding up production. That's PCO. DIR personnel is supposed to do one. PCO is supposed to do two. Three, survey blown crew and other students using ESTO students for what they disliked about conditions and supervision. Most will tell you no supervisor per DR line. D to T. Did. Super done, and it's supervision. It wasn't no supervision, however, it was non-standard supervision. And publish and use the results of survey as 3A, D of T. 4, get supers in training on HPCSC, PCO. 5, use an apprentice system on the new trained supers to cover the crew part-time training and study periods when the part-time course is not running, D of T. Use an apprentice system on the new train supervisors. Yeah, to cover the crew part-time training and study periods when the part-time course is not running. Yeah. 6. Properly schedule training to give service. DERPERS, Director Personnel, and DFT. Director Personnel would have schedules, of course. 7. Disentangle the new HCOB primary rundown from ED-174-INT, as these are not the same thing. HCOB supersedes ED-174-INT. They're trying to make a, this was another thing which showed up along the line, they were trying to make an LRH ED senior to and done at the same time with the HCOB, which superseded it, which was what was giving them their tangle. But they love those two things entangling. Anytime you do a training eval, you could safely put in, untangle the primary rundown, and you would have it made. Because it is every opportunity possible to stop it. It actually doesn't matter how many orders you issue or how many times you clarify it. You can count on that. It will remain tangled. And that is because it affords an enormous opportunity to get rid of people off the line. But nevertheless, you keep up pressure on the line, you'll win eventually. 8, get students smoothed out so they have had the PRD and PCRD are not subjected to the old triple or double study or twin requirements, but study rapidly and sensibly under new fast flow, meaning a test. Now, that hasn't come out generally, but that will come out internationally very shortly, which is the fact that those who have honestly been through a primary rundown may go on a fast flow, which will give you more auditors than you can shake a stick at. See, we're just getting over this hump in the road. And then 9, cramming for DFT, method 6, method 7, method 4 on the data series, QualSec. And 10, drill the captain FSO, product officer FSO, TechSec, DFT, HAS, DERPERS on org form as given in HCOPL, vital necessity of having and other PLs, and have them do it in clay. They must understand what org form is and why, so they do not continually violate a ship's program chief. All right. Now, that is a wildly and violently successful ED, which is at this moment producing affluent stats. But I want to point out to you that the data is as follows. Unbelievable musical chairing, rip-offs, and changes of supervisors. Which is simply the major outpoint which was discovered on investigation. Now, the reason I'm talking to you about this is I think we're trying to covertly run by reports and call it evaluation. And that's what I see from passing this, and that's why I'm talking to you tonight. That's why I'm not making it into a data series. I don't think it's a general fault that will show up forever and aye. I think we've just gotten into this habit here. Now, let me show you something here. You can take stats all by themselves, and you can send out a telex, which will do something. See, there isn't any reason to go on battering your head against the wall, even on evaluation. We have here, in Celebrity Center, the most clear-cut situations that anybody ever cared to see. We have income crashing while reg interviews are soaring. Wow! Reg interviews on an affluence trend. Income crashing. Well, I mean, can't you see that outpoint? They must have equipped the registrar with a club. No, I'm sorry. You're not a celebrity. You've only had 2 stories published, and you're not really a celebrity yet. Goodbye. You don't know any celebrities personally, huh? You yourself are just an aspiring musician. You just got a job for another year or something. I'm sorry. I can't audit you. Yeah. I don't know what the scene is. Who has to know what the scene is? You say, fast flow registration. Forthwith, instantly, and immediately, or else. Now you can evaluate it, and you will get the actual why. So an intelligent action here would be to evaluate Celebrity Center for this action and tell them to remedy this one little point and so forth. And you got a better chance of getting it in, but it's not the only situation here in Celebrity Center. Here is letters in, emergency trend. Letters out, danger trend. Naturally, letters in would be downtrending, but it's quite remarkable. In other words, they're receiving more letters than they write. Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo. So they've got somebody in the letter reg section who is saying, well, that folder, that's old. That folder is old. And we don't write those people. They're just book buyers. We haven't got time, actually, to... Besides, they won't FP for stamps. And we've run out of paper. And the last three letter ridges we've had, blue... Apostle. Now, what's the why? I don't know what the why is, but I could get it out of data files. Well, that's another situation, isn't it? But it's now, we're still in the DeSem division, so there must be some kind of a situation for the DeSem division. That's the situation. There must be a why for that DeSem division. This is right out of stats. I'm just looking at the stat book. Now, GI to number on staff, we can look at that. And it has dropped to the all-time low of about $57. So there's people around there till the public can't get through the place. So there's no scarcity of staff. There are new names to CF. Or an emergency. And their other Division 6 stats are in emergency. Or worse, and very low non-viable. Now we go back here, and I don't care if it's an international scene or otherwise. We've got another point here. If we've got an emergency on their paid completions... Why, what is the score with their releases?
Well, the releases are down to 2 and 1. Duh, big org.
2, 1. What the hell are we talking about here? 2 what? One auditor half asleep could produce that in one day. What the hell's going on? So let's look at this. Where's the well-done hours now? Let's look at these comparative stats, the well-done hours, well-done auditing hours. Jesus Christ, an affluence. Oh. So there's another point. There's another point. And you could find out why. How come? Well-done hours in affluent and so forth. Well, I can give you a guess. I developed over the last many, many months repair technology, which in itself, done all by itself, by lists and that sort of thing, produced quite remarkable case gain. As a matter of fact, we had one here the other day, a success story from somebody who had had a life repair with all the things they do now with a life repair, which was 7 singles. Margin to margin, typewritten pages of all the marvelous things that had happened to her. But none of that supplants grades. You mean you're going to leave the guy there with his principal change ARC break? You mean you're going to leave him there with his service fact? You mean all his triple service facts and so forth, making everybody wrong? You mean you're going to leave him so he has OWs on everybody? He's going to have PTPs on the rest of the world, and he's not going to be able to communicate with anybody going down the scale? You're going to fix him up so he never gets his power, and he's still stuck in the Battle of New Orleans or Catfish Center or something? Bah. So, obviously, they are misprogramming. But we have just sent an auditor out there who was a very skilled repairer. Now, very possibly, he faces some sort of a scene whereby people have been so misaudited for so long, he has to repair hell out of them to put them back together again in order to get them back on the road. But is he trying to get them back on the road or just handling the cases with repair technique, at which he is an expert? What is this scene? Well, we could do an evaluation on that, and we would come up with a why. And right down here in data file, we get a why. Now, I've gotten about 3-4 situations here, right? Now, one of the things I can do, however, regardless of whether I evaluate it or not, because the org is under evaluation, and it is between chairs at the present moment, there's no program for it, so I can say, send them some sort of a telex. Give me a report immediately by telex on handling each one of the following. Force the registrars to sell something. Get your letter registrars writing. Get your CS onto and DP onto grade programs. Get your Division 6 active. And collections, by the way, is bad in here, too. They're crashing. Get somebody in treasury and get your collections up. See, there's no whys. None of it's evaluated. Now, if she could evaluate at the other end of the line, she would, of course, find this very, very easy to repair, if she could evaluate. But just calling her attention to the scene is doing something. So I've sent a telex out. In the meanwhile, we'll get this thing evaluated. But all the time it is being evaluated, which evaluation, by the way, is stalled, all the time it's being evaluated, they're sitting out there with their stats going out the bottom. So what you going to do about that, huh? Every day they do not have high stats is money you will never see again. Don't think it all piles up mysteriously someplace, because it doesn't. That I know by experience. You don't recover yesterday's failures by a splurge today. In other words, you could do something about any of these orgs by an investigation of their GDSs only and sending out a telex. I said, well, am I going to sit here and do this tonight, or am I going to talk to you people? I decided I would let you do it. I'm not taking you off evaluation, but I'm saying there is something you can do. Escaltuna and Gothenburg and et cetera. Christ, it's pretty obvious. Whether you find any whys or not, you can do something, and then you can get it evaluated. But let's see if they do anything, which would be part of the evaluation. I'm not trying to shortcut your evaluation. I'm just telling you that something can be effective. I'm showing you that you can operate an org out of a stat book to some limited degree, because it in itself is a bunch of outpoints. Now, if you really wanted to get industrious, you could find 5 whys for a celebrity center at this moment, telex all of them with a program, one right after the other. The why of brum, bang. The why of boom, bang. See? And you could telex all that, and their stats would go up. That's for sure. The wrong thing to do about it is nothing. Don't sit around and work on something for 5, 6, 8, 10 days. Christ! Why? You trying to write the Encyclopedia Britannica? No, before I'd do that, I'd issue an order if I was going to spend time on it and get them a program. Get the following done while we get a program for you. Now, if they don't do it, you know they'll not do the program, so you know you got an ethics why. New way of figuring out if they need a mission. But I'm telling you, you can do something. You can do something. You can do something very industrious. I did. I sent her a telex. I didn't give her any advice. I didn't give her anything. I just said, get these points up and report on telex. I also told her I was very surprised that anything would happen at Celebrity Center because they were usually so good. There'll be fur flying around there. You say, well, that's Ron sent something. Somebody had one of my evaluations all explained that the magical way the thing worked by the fact that the org was always glad to hear from me. That was, and she wasn't at all aware of the fact there wasn't evaluation or anything else. When that person made that consideration and so forth, boy, did I make sure she got trained after that before she went back to that org. She was from the org. Wow. Now, that's how unreal an evaluation can be in an org. She was there when this evaluation hit, when the stats miraculously rose. She was actually part of the org. She was totally unaware of why the stats went up. And she attributed the whole thing to orgs always feel good when they hear from Ron. And that was what her total command of the scene was. Now, to that degree, orgs are always glad to hear from Flag. Even when you knock their brains in, strangely enough. And when they're not, you send a mission right away. Now, I'll tell you, right now, there is mission bait sitting right there in Toronto, Canada. Dangling high and smelling to high heaven. I have an SO1 in my line that came through that some 10 people or something got shot by that Ed, according to this SO1, because they sent a bad report on the org through to Flag. And they've been suspended off post and booted out and everything else you ever heard of. And this Ed is in noncompliance with his first program given and his first evaluation. So, most of your breakdown, even after you've done a clever evaluation, is the fact that you've got such an out-ethics scene that they're not about to. You've got suppression on your lines. The magnitude of the suppression will often surprise you. We couldn't get the stats up right here. We couldn't get people going in the tech division for a very long time. The amount of suppression which we finally uncovered there was staggering. Staggering. The dog PC wasn't only there. I've spotted an org, London, by the way, where they must have dog PCs on the brain to the point where they won't let the registrar sign up anybody who might be a difficult case, and they're all dog PCs. But the real why, of course, is that nobody has done TR0 there since 1962. See? They backed up their non-confront of PCs clear back through to the registrar, and the Ed has bought it. Now, I'm just waiting here endlessly until somebody gets bright and recognizes that London is in the hands of an Ed who is operating as a first-class garden variety SP and stop boxing with this thing. I don't have my preconceived notions of the thing, but I do these days get a tremendous amount of data under data. I get an awful lot of data under data. Pages and pages and pages. And every evaluation that's been on London to date has had as its star out point the Ed. And every handling handles the janitor. The data on it be would simply be, Ed refusing to boom arg. Handling, shoot. Simple, very fast evaluation. Now, you can't shoot all the Eds because we don't have them endlessly expendable. But the truth of the matter is that org isn't going to recover, not till you do something about that. Poor little missionaries from Follow UK went in there. And they've been fast-talked and double-talked and explained to. That org has 50 people. I don't ever remember London having 50 people in its palmiest days. What in the name of God are they doing? Their tech admin ratio is staggering. There are only 7 people on tech out of 50. 7? When the mission arrived, the Ed hadn't been to work for some time. Now, actually, evaluation is a subject of following the obvious. The mission said, we want to put in these stats back to 1968, and we want you to set those as targets for your division. 1968 stats were false. As though that is, that's what the Ed said, as though that's a sensible remark. It's a complete non sequitur. It's an altered sequence of events, wrong target. Who cares? No, they're false. That org's going to go no place. That mission's going to go no place. Who's kidding? Now we look into the person's case folder, and they were audited upside down and backwards with wrong lists and that sort of thing. Naturally. Not naturally. Anybody can pull through this if they're human. Sometimes they have to get up to being human. So what's the score? I mean, are you looking for something which is so deeply hidden that you are missing the elephants? Are you looking for things under leaves of grass when you should be looking at the biggest trees that obscure the horizon? These things are big. They're sometimes hard to find, but they're big. Sometimes nobody tells you, but when you find them, my God. So your search in data analysis is the effort to find the data which would explain this outness. And I believe that you're proceeding from a no-outness. I believe you're looking for an outness to find a why for. So you're not doing evaluations. The outnesses are the size of mountains. And the whys are the size of redwood trees. But it's sometimes to find which side of the mountain you've got to walk around to find the redwood tree. But they're big. This is a very easy action. You've got it too complex, you're writing up too much, you're getting too significant, and so forth. Now, there can be 5 whys for an org, and you immediately would say, well, then if you've only got 1 why for this mission to handle, then if you've only got 1 why for the mission to handle, it only goes in and handles this 1 why, then you can say, well, the mission didn't really advance the thing. The mission couldn't do anything because they didn't have everything there was to be done in the org. Well, nobody said a mission order had to go out on 1 why. You theoretically could have 21 whys for an org. If there are 21 situations, because there's 21 departments, I think sending a mission out to handle a section would be a little bit a little bit downgrade. But if you look it over, is how many situations are there? Well, how big are these situations? How many big situations are there? Now, I've given you the situations which are evident in the stats of Celebrity Center, stats as of 3 August, 72. And they're evident enough to knock your skull off. They are just great, big, huge situations that are very, very visible. And I wouldn't know why anybody had to write their life history to explain them. Now, the general situation from stats and so forth is that it has several situations. And they run situation. Inactive division 2, it's not writing letters and turning away people. All right? Now, that's in two different departments, so they're probably two different whys. Pretty obvious, isn't it? They're not really in two different departments. They're two different sections, rather. So they may be entirely different. There may be no der reg. There may be this. There may be that. There may be something of other. Now, you could carve into that one department, and you could try to find one why, but you for sure could find why they're not writing letters. You could find the why for that. That's easy. I think I wrote one day. I think there's one around here someplace that has got a rat-a-tat-tat. It says, this situation resolved into four situations, or something like that. I think there is an AO, and it proceeds to take apart each one of those situations. Perfectly valid. A perfectly valid evaluation. Now, right away, we have an inactive division 2. It's not writing letters, and it's turning away people in an active treasury, although the cash bills are good, so we're not going to be too upset about the treasury, but they still should collect. With that many staff, they should collect something. They shouldn't let it go to zero. And Division 6 has gone stale, and the tech's not completing cases, and no one's on the grade chart. Well, actually, this amounts to, just looking through the stats here, we could call inactive Division 2 as a situation, but we might have two different situations of not writing letters and turning away people. So you might have a situation, Division 2 not writing letters. Why? Bang. Not writing letters. Data. I don't know what it'd be. One sentence. Well, now, how difficult is that to find? You go through your data file, and you're not going to be looking at division 4, 6, 8, student reports, and so forth, while you're trying to find why they're not writing letters. You're going to be skittering through this thing. Where the hell is something that relates to Division 2? Nothing here relates to Division 2. One hell of an outpoint. Boom. No Division 2. Division 2 omitted. Division 2 what? But you certainly got an omitted Division 2. But it's one hell of an outpoint. That's all you've got now. Well, the least you could do is get an investigation to find out how come. An investigation to find out how come there's no Division 2. How come nobody's reporting from Division 2? Not only did they not write letters, but they don't even write reports. Well, maybe the why would turn out nobody in Division 2 can write. You see? But you're up against it there. Now, that kind of a situation isn't something which stops you. You could even send an ad, what the hell have you got going in Division 2 that they don't write any letters? Please tell me at once. How are you going to get some answers? You could send it through to Follow, start nagging them about getting in the report. But you could do something about it. It isn't something you would make a profession out of that 20 years from now we're still monkeying around with Division 2. You see what I'm talking about. The thing is bigger than you were looking at. The thing is bigger. Now, once in a while, you'll get one of these accordion out and then back ins. You'll find out they've got all these situations, and then it finally boils down to the fact that they've got an Esto who was not trained, who is in there disestablishing everything, and you finally find this out, and then that starts explaining a great deal. And then you all of a sudden get this point handled, and it handles a lot of other situations. So you put all these other situations in the handling. You know, like, put the letter registrar back on post. You know, put a body registrar on. Put a public registrar on, you know. Get somebody back into the all-hands operation of painting the exec Esto's house should end. Whatever it is, you see. All I'm trying to tell you is that I've had an awful lot of stuff coming through here, and I've all of a sudden realized that some imperceptibly you've gradually moved over into evaluating by reports. And you don't. To hell with the reports. Only thing we're interested in is out points and plus points. Out points, plus points. Now, his plus points is Celebrity Center is here. It's functioning. It has a good reputation. So, fine. But let me repeat. You could say, as I have said, just now in Intellix, rat-a-tat-tat, one, you know, get Division 2 writing letters, open that door, start signing up people, get your CS on the programs, and a grade chart, get him off of these repair programs and on a grade chart as soon as possible and get somebody moving up the line and get a Division 6 operational. Report by telex when done. Well, something's going to happen. Something will also happen to their GI, I can assure you. Now, that's the crude way. Now, what you will find, not having done an analysis, is that 2 and 4 of the program don't come through. They do get somebody writing letters, maybe in some knuckleheaded way of an all-hands operation. Everybody's taken off everything, including auditing, and they all write letters. See? But in some fashion or another, they did do that. But then, turning people away, nothing happened there. That registrar interview now goes into screaming affluence, almost vertical power rise, and their GI goes to zero. But out of these compliances or not compliances, you can now read data. Oh, we have an SV in charge of registration. Shooter, that's easy handling. The second she was given an order to open up the door, she closed it, locked it, got chains on it, and so forth. So to hell with it. No monkey with it. I mean, very simple, very elementary. You get too significant. To hell with the significance. Let's get the stats. You see? Now, it is beautiful when you can do one like this, you know, and it's the sign of the old maestro, you know, all of a sudden saying, "Vong," and the data is the ed never came to work. The handling is a point Gloucester ed. Bong! When you do that, you have centimission. And all of a sudden, the stats rose. Marvelous. Beautiful. You hit it right on the head, and you did it. And it can be done. And it's gorgeous. And it's a piece of art when it happens. But don't use it as an excuse not to do something. Because you can't find it. Don't let it go on for days. Every day that's going on is a GI not in, it's PCs not audited, students not trained. Don't let it drift, 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 drift while you write a life history of Kokomo. You're here. Now, I'm not even teaching to be sloppy. I'm teaching to be causative. You can cause stats to rise. You can cause them clumsily, you can cause them cleverly. Actually, the clumsiest stat riser that anybody ever saw is actually Alex Sibirsky. He's really clumsy, but he can make stats rise. He can make them rise, he can make them go on up, going up. He does it mainly by pure, naked threat, I think, I don't really think he does it in any other way. I don't think he ever does it by finding wives, because he can be lied to. He can be lied to left, right, and center. His Division 6 had enormously high stats for handouts, but they were bundling them up in packages and just tossing them on the street corner. Somebody was getting even with him. Sure made a terrific count, though, and they were spending money like mad printing tickets, but they were winding up in bundles on tossed off out of cars on the street corners. Well, something like that's going on in New York right this minute. They're doing it in some fashion or another. But our demand that somebody go and look, I do not think, has been executed. I have not seen it in the traffic, saying, we went and looked from behind buildings and watched them, and they did hand out tickets. That report we do not have. So I think I'm right. I think, oh, you mean to accuse me of not handing out? Oh, God, I was all over my heart trouble, and now you brought it back again. You know, I mean, they run into some kind of PR, see? I think their Division 6 people walk out of the org, empty it in the trash can, and go eat hot dogs. I do. Because a direct observation has not found anybody handing out tickets in New York. Oh, so? But they hand out these hundreds of thousands of tickets without any response of any kind whatsoever. That's impossible. See, so it's a hell of an out point. So I was trying to solve the out point, but I can't get the missionary at the other end to go look. It's almost up to a point where I would send an observer from Flag to go look. They made me absolutely certain that this is what is going on. You see, we already have an observation that there aren't any people in New York handing out tickets. They hand out 289,000 tickets or something like that, and the response is nothing, and I don't know what else. They're asking you to believe, you know, that we jumped right in the water and didn't get wet for a moment. You know, one hell of an outpoint. So look, all regardless of all of that, I'm not telling you how hot I am, how bad you are. That is not the case. Very far from it. I'm just telling you, don't go slipping over into a whole bunch of verbosity, meaning verbose, meaning wordy, on the excuse that you're finding out points, because that's an out point in itself. It means you're not finding the big, great, big, gigantic, huge, enormous out points. Yes, we can look at the big stat period. We can look at the big stat period, but what out point was present in that stat period which is not present in this stat period? We don't need a history of that period nor a history of this period. Just what wasn't, what isn't present now that was present then. That requires one sentence. See? They used to have public co-audits. They don't now. Why? No public co-audit. Handling public co-audit. Now, it takes a while to look. And I'm not talking about how long it takes you to look. I actually have, on one of these things, looked for months before I really had it. But I wasn't inactive the whole time. I was making it go. But it still wasn't quite right. And I still watched it and watched it and watched it. And then all of a sudden, bang! It fell out of the hamper one day because I knew it couldn't possibly have found it because it didn't soar. It went along all right, but it didn't soar. So, anyway, that makes things go better is a good why. But do you find anywhere in the data series that there is only one why? No. You will find this to be the case, that there's a gradient scale of whys. It's what why can one get in? With what resources? Oh, yes, it'd be great to have a $100,000 org in Stockholm, but what resources have we got at the moment? Well, we can get it up to a 10-pound org using what we've got. Well, at least do that. So there could be a whole gradient scale of whys. Do you see? You could get a gradient scale-wise from open. The doors of the org are closed all day. Handling, open them. See? Have a receptionist there to meet the people who might accidentally wander in. Now, this could go far. The why is they do not own the largest skyscraper in town. They're still in the third largest. So that's why their stats are down. Do you get this as a gradient? Why? It depends on the resources, so you have to know what's there. I've seen some for a full-scale handling of an org that's got 1 1/2 people in it, and it handles it like it's full of FEBCs and everything else. Well, that's beyond the resources. What is this thing? What could make it go? The other thing is the bright idea. Now, listen, the less you got, the more of a genius you're going to be. Now, I'm glad to see ANZO, for instance, getting into some sort of control, but the overall why of ANZO is simply no management form, and that is being remedied. But that is the overall why of ANZO as of this minute. There's no management form. It is scattered and splintered and disorganized, and the channels are not there and so forth, and that's basically what's wrong with the thing that we could do. We could do something about that. Regardless of how they're struggling and puggling and worried about bans that have long since been repealed or something like that. Of course, when you get that far from a town with an org, you're not likely to find out the ban was repealed in 1971. So anyhow, not likely to learn it from any kangaroo passing by. Anyway, the net result of this is that if you're going to raise it from your point of view, if you're going to raise your stats, why, first and foremost, you've got to look at the orgs. You've got to look at the orgs which you've got and make sure that none of them are omitted from your attention and that you're doing something with every one of them that's pushing them up. And that all by itself will happen. Evaluation or no evaluation, you're doing something that gets that org up. Now, I'm not trying to bring you up wrong. But if you've got, let us say you have 7 orgs, and you've got to evaluate each one of them in turn, and so forth, there's no reason to leave org number 7 for 6 weeks while you're evaluating org number 1. You get the idea. No, let's do something about it. Let's look over their GDSs, and let's give them some attention. See, let's hold the fort somehow or another and get around to them. By that time, you will have become familiar enough with them. And you said to the ed, and they say, finally it wanders back into the line, you're doing an evaluation 2 or 3 weeks from now, you've gotten a reply to this sort of thing, and it says the ed, he blew in 1968, he hadn't had any ed for some time. One org we couldn't, this is a funny one, just an interjection, one org that we couldn't ever get into communication with at all. And so forth, and they never unlocked their door. I don't know what they did, but they never unlocked their door. There was nobody there at all. There were people assigned to staff. They was evidently had some income. Apparently they did this. Maybe they moonlighted or audited outside in their homes or something like that. But it was very, very funny. But it was very difficult to find that out. Like it's very difficult to find out what Alan Long does. His ambition, I think, is to be let go his own sweet way, and everything will be well as long as he doesn't do anything that has anything to do with us. But the obvious evaluation there is just somebody who is staying perforce out of communication with Flag. He just takes his ship out of communication at every drop of the hat. So anyway, we can do something about that. But to raise the international stat, take every org that isn't being handled, make sure something is being done about it on your network, your national stat will go up, right? All right. Now, if you knock off this lame wrist type evaluation of the 585 pages of data, which I'm not interested in. I trust you. I trust you. If I don't, I'll send for the data files. As a matter of fact, I was trying to send for a data file the other day just to check an item. But I would much rather have a very short eval and send me up the whole data pile. And if you really wanted to be clever, why, you would take some red slips of paper and slide it in at the pertinent places in the data file where all of this stuff proved itself. You see? Data, or totally disorganized. Why? An Ed who is not about to control the org, or whatever it is. See? I don't care. I would much rather you did that. We're wearing out Mimeo. We're wearing out Mimeo. We're wearing out my eyesight. My eyesight is very good. It takes a lot of wearing out. But I'm not finding anything in this to justify many of these evaluations. Now, Action has a complaint that the missions sometimes don't go in to handle all the situations that are there. Is that right? All right. Well, that is because the org is not evaluated against all of its stats and situations. You can take that by trends. You just take if you did a six-week trend evaluation to find out what was what was what was what, you would get something like the thing I just wrote here, using an example for Celebrity Center, 3 August 1972. They stand out, man. So there's your situations. Now, what is there in the data files that explains these situations? How much have you got to read? Well, I don't know. It all depends on how clever you are. How lucky you are, too. Well, let's see. Where's their crew list? You see? Oh, yes. Well, so and so. And these are the people in this. I wonder if they have any daily, any Thursday reports. These are the people in the Descend division. These... And so forth. Do they have any Thursday reports? All right, look through that. It's now you're solving the problem of how do we get data against this exact situation? You're not trying to read 255 tons of data. It's selective. Very selective. Now you've got your outpoint counts. To that thou, at the thou pow, and to pow, 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 and pow, 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 and pow. And oh my God. Nobody, any place in this whole org mentions the HAS. This HAS is totally missing, invisible, so forth. Omitted, 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 omitted. Outpoint counts. 213 for the HAS, 2 for the ED, 3 for tech. How many times are they omitted? They're omitted in every report. We're having a terrible time with personnel in this division, but there's no mention of HCO or the HAS. Outpoints, outpoints, outpoints. Now you can do it by outpoint count. I'm just trying to shorten it up. What I'm working on, basically, right now, and directly and deliberately, is I'm just trying to speed up your own work. You've got to get in communication with your orgs. It is not true that any evaluation is better than no evaluation. It is true that pointing out a situation is better than not pointing out a situation. An evaluation with the wrong why is about the most ghastly thing you ever saw in your life. You can really tangle it up. So, right whys, the why, of course, is that major out point, which, when resolved, will improve it to the ideal scene. Nothing to it. Data, data, data. It's just, what was the big outpoint, boy? What was it? Now, there's cities in the world. We've got to get more efficient in this because there are cities in the world which have over 2 million population which don't have any orgs. So we're just starting to roll. So I want you to get up to speed. I want you to get up to speed. I want to see these places really flying. It's not difficult to do. sometimes you get an omitted data. Friends, I just found out that this Ed that we left in Portland moonlights. Because he owes money, why he has to keep this job with his brother's liquor store so he can pay off his debts. The stats aren't doing well in Portland right this minute. I'm looking for that. But there was the great big omitted data. He doesn't depend on the org to make his pay, huh? No survival dependency of any kind whatsoever on the org, huh? Oh, the org can't make money, huh? It's not going to pay his salaries. It can't pay off his debts, huh? Ah, pooh. Which sets us up a hill 10 there, because what's the resources? That's what monitors your handling. We just had a mission there. Well, if his stats go on sinking and so forth, you can do as slight a thing as, if I don't see you in that org making money, and if I don't see that GI go up, it's going to be terribly unpleasant. I mean, just naked threat. Use Sibirsky's technique. Actually, do you know one of the whys for Boston was they had the staff so scared that they were giving them false reports to protect themselves. So that was a why. That was a why. The staff was giving their executives false reports to protect themselves from violence. And the executives and damn fools were buying the false reports. And that was what got Boston into trouble. So it's not an optimum system, but it does work. Now, the situation is that our international stats are not as healthy as they should be. Leveling, not looking good. Sea Org stats don't look very good this week. Our Sea Org reserves soaring, and the handling of it is you're going to get to work and get very brilliant. And I had a decision to make tonight. Do I roll up my sleeves and you see all those stat books? And do I look through these stat books? And do I send out a torrent of telexes? And do I do a flock of evaluations and pick this thing up off the ground? Or do I talk to you? I've elected to talk to you. Don't let me down. Thank you.